بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد three people's deaths will be settled by Allah تبارك وتعالى سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم said all people will be accountable on the day of resurrection for unpaid debts except three categories of people. The first is a mujahid who whilst in the path of Allah تبارك وتعالى is overcome with weakness and need and therefore takes a loan in order to strengthen himself to fight his enemies and the enemies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he passes away or he is martyred before fulfilling his obligation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will settle them. The second person is one whose presence another Muslim passes away and he cannot shroud the deceased unless he takes a loan. If he passes away before honoring the debt, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will honor it. The third person is a bachelor who fears committing fornication and thus marries to safeguard himself against it, but passes away before paying his wife's dowry. His debt will also be settled by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Note the above three persons took loans in dire need and could not repay it due to circumstances. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will personally intervene and settle their debts. If one fails to honor the debt after attempting to do so, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of my followers take a loan and could not repay it after attempting to do so and passes away in this state, I would take the responsibility of his debt. Note the above hadith apparently indicates that if a person failed after trying his best to honor his debt, it will be settled by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, a sunnah that is derived from the hadith encourages wealthy and well-to-do persons, be they relatives or strangers, to repay the debt of deceased persons who could not do so personally. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.